Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Andre Nirenberg is here for 14 years now. No, 15 years. Over 15 years she's been hanging out with us. She's been our galactic guru of networking for all that time. She's the king biscuit of networking all around the galaxy. She's written all the books on the topic: nonstop networking, million dollar networking, savvy networking. You're starting to get the picture. And she's our good friend Andre Nirenberg. Welcome back to the show.
It's always great to be on the show with you, Jim. You're my favorite.
We love having you on the show, Andrea, and you've got some new, or not new, maybe, but you're going to remind us some networking types, some networking methods and approaches that we all need to pay attention to. And what she's talking about here, folks, and the reason why you need to pay attention is because networking today is a professional discipline. It's not an accidental bump into hookup that you're doing out in the marketplace. It needs to be a professional discipline, and you can get better at it. You can practice these skills and these methods. You can practice them, get better at it, make it seem like it's easy, which it is. And not only will it be better for you, it'll be better for the people on the other side of the networking. So now go ahead. What's the first one?
Well, absolutely. And I just want to say, as we all know, Jim, and you know this and all your listeners too, that the opposite of networking is not working. Every time you meet someone, you can learn from that person, be a resource, or give. And it's about curiosity, awareness, and always having that feeling of graciousness that I can learn something from the other person. Even people that we sometimes don't like when we first meet them, we can learn what not to do.
Right.
So we can always learn from someone, and we never know what they're going through. So number one is very much about, if you go to an event, and people think that the event is all of networking, it's just a sliver, because most of life is one big networking platform, if we think of it that way. It's that when you go to an event, be both strategic and structured. Have a plan of action. Know what you want to accomplish. Do your homework before, during, and after. And I actually have a checklist of what to do before, during, and after. And if any of your listeners ever want that, I'll send it to you, Jim, and you can send it out to whoever, or have people just reach out to me, Nirenberggroup.com, ask for the checklist, I'll send it.
All right, we appreciate that very much.
So it's really about good structure. Number two is what everyone can do every single day of their life, which is what I call serendipitous networking, anytime, anywhere, any place. And I would guarantee that we all have stories where we met someone just 2 weeks ago. I was giving a presentation at one of the areas in the next city over from where I live in Sarasota. And as I was preparing to set up, there was a man that was standing in the hallway getting ready to meet someone for lunch. He heard me start to speak. He came over to me during the break and said, I have a lunch date. However, I'm the head of the Kiwanis here in this area. And it also turned out that his regular job was he was the market president for one of the large national banks.
Right.
So that would have never happened. He said, I'd like to follow up with you. Well, the key thing was following up, which we did. We're now in talks for me to come in and do something. That never would have happened if it wasn't what we call serendipitous. So when things happen where you meet people, connect with them anywhere, anytime, any place, you know, take the action step. I could have just said, or somebody could have said, oh, thanks, nice to meet you, whatever. But no, I said, that's great. May I have your card? When would be the best time to follow up with you? What's your preferred method of communication? You know, as we know, just everyday things.
Well, it's just being aware. It's just being aware, folks. When you're in the marketplace, when you put your gear on in the morning and go out into the marketplace, that that anything that happens where you are connecting with someone else in whatever method is could be an opportunity, very likely would be an opportunity, and you never know how that opportunity is going to manifest. I mean, how many times have I bumped into somebody and there was no possible way that encounter could have ever thought that could have turned into anything, but because of how I treated them or what I said to them or whatever, a year later, somebody said, hey, a friend of mine bumped into me and he told me that I ought to call you. And then the guy, you know, he didn't really, but he might have said, here's $2 million. You know what I mean? You never know how, as I love what Robert Frost said in his poem. He said, as way leads on to way, you never know what can happen.
Yeah, absolutely right. And never judge a book by its cover, because you never know what battle somebody's fighting. You never know. So you never know if somebody's not having a great day that day. You never know what's going on in their life.
That's right.
So I always say, seek first, understand, and then be understood. Very much what Stephen Covey used to say in his book. So very, very true. But be aware. The third type is what I call subconscious. And, you know, we live in a world today of at least four generations in the workplace, soon to be five. And when we think about it, we all maybe don't call it networking, and yet it's the same thing. We're connecting with people. People are finding themselves today working for, working with, and working and learning from people of different generations. And it's not always the older to the younger. It could be the younger as now has a group of older workers working for them, and it's learning how to understand each other. So we do it subconsciously, but we don't always call it networking. Or sometimes I'll ask somebody, and they'll say, "I don't like that word."
Is there a profile of the type of people who say they don't like that? Or are the millennials not like the word networking? Do they not like that concept?
You know what I found? Like, I've spoken a lot at colleges. And, you know, now a lot of the millennials are much further out of college.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I was recently at
they're way out of college.
They're way out. So I'm talking about that next generation. And one young man said to me, I don't want to get a job through networking. And I said, really? I said, I understand. How do you plan to do it? He says, my dad knows somebody.
Oh, my goodness.
Myself, that's networking.
What do you call that? Yeah, this is the generation. This is the generation that also says they don't like profit. That's another thing to remember. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Andrea Nirenberg. Put a .com on the end of her name, and you can find the gateway to a lot of important information about how to become a better professional networker. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.